Lord, we pray that your word would now be a lamp unto our feet, Lord, a light to our path. We can hide it in our heart, Lord, that we may not sin against you. Amen. This is a short word. All these words are short usually during the weekday, but this may be shorter than most of them. I was just in my prayer time today, just hanging out with the Lord. He was just speaking to me again about prayer. And that's a real word I had coming into this new season, is how the Lord's going to change the way we pray. There's always a dynamic to that that's changing. We were hearing some really good teaching here at Christ the King on prayer. Bishop, if you want to go back and listen to that. One thing the Lord always does, especially for me, is just tries to make things simple. I was talking to a guy this morning. We just got in a conversation about inner healing and different things like that. And what I was saying was, when it becomes complicated, usually the Lord's not in it, right? It's simple, just simple things, and making the simplicity of the gospel, and it's not that difficult. It's not that difficult to get set free. Actually, the difficult thing is just learning to walk it out, right? That God has great patience. But one thing, Jesus said, I love the Upper Room Discourse. Just so rich, so much stuff in here. There's always just layers the Lord is revealing here. And of course, we know the theme of the Upper Room Discourse was all centered around Holy Spirit, when He's going to return, Jesus coming to dwell in them, and Jesus bringing them into unity with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and it's just inviting us into that life. But a couple of things it says here about prayer. It's the first time Jesus speaks like this in any of the Gospels. He starts off with this: "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father is in me. Otherwise, just believe the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will also do. Greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son." This is over in John. That was John 14. This is John 15. "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, and you bear much fruit to prove to be my disciples." So in these two verses here, it brings glory to God, to the Father, when we pray, right? When we pray in the name of Jesus, and that's not just something we add to the end of a prayer, or just like, oh yeah, in Jesus' name, right? Bless it. And that's a good thing to pray. But praying in the name of Jesus, what that word really means is you're praying as though you're praying in their character. You're praying as though it's them that's praying, right? When Jesus said to ask anything in my Father's name, in my name, that means you ask as though you were Jesus. And because you're not Jesus, right? But you are in Christ. Christ is in us. But when we pray, I think the Lord's just really shifting this. So we're not pestering the Father, or we don't think that, he has time for us. It actually brings him glory. It lifts him up. It exalts him for us to come and pray to the Father. It brings him pleasure for us to do that, right? I just love that. I love the part about abiding, bearing fruit for God. It bears fruit in our lives. Prayer brings forth fruit. We're abiding. The Lord's, just through this process of my healing and physically and stuff that I've gone through, I've learned a lot about abiding in Him, bearing fruit for God when you are absolutely doing nothing, right? You can bear fruit for God sitting there. If you're abiding in Christ, right? Or to abide, be at home, dwell with. By faith, you are abiding in Him to the best that you know how. By faith, you're bearing fruit for God. You bear fruit watching TV, right? You don't have to actually be doing stuff to bear fruit. Matter of fact, a lot of times in our doing, if we're not abiding and trusting Him, it bears no fruit, right? It's just no fruit at all. So part of that is just resting in, abiding in the Lord glorifies. It brings Him such pleasure, right? I think this is going to begin to change the dynamic, I love the stuff that, knowing that, I really love that the whole thing about being seated and that we're always in the throne room I think about that just about every time I pray, where I am, you know, and Lord, just show me the stuff that's going on around you. But I just think this is a deeper level for me personally, is going in and just understanding how it makes him feel, right? Bringing him, and all of us want to do that. We want to be pleasing to God, right? We want to be pleasing to the Father. And that's just one of the ways we really please and bear fruit. And I'm just read a couple more verses. I just love this. You did not choose me, but I chose you. This is again in John 15. I appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Again, you didn't choose me, but I chose you. I appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, that your fruit would remain, so that, again, whatever we ask of the Father, he may give it. Right? Something about the fruit remaining, fruit of the Spirit, and the fruit remaining, again, is tied into whatever we ask, asking of the Father. Right? This buds so much fruit. I'll read one more. This is out of John 16. In that day you will not question me about anything. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he'll give it to you. Until now you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be made full. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language. An hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly of the Father. And in that day, the day the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us, that was the day of Pentecost. Anytime it says in that day, that's what he's talking about. You will ask in my name. I do not say that I will request to the Father on your behalf, for the Father loves you because you loved me and believe that I came forth from the Father. Again, the Lord had to really work this kind of out of me to get something back in me, because he always had this kind of picture or idea that you pray to Jesus, and then Jesus takes that prayer and then gives it to the Father. And the Father does it because Jesus asked. Okay? That's not what it says. Father does it because you ask. And he's just saying here, don't pray that way. Don't pray like you're praying to me and I have to go appeal to my Father. He loves you. He wants to, what you're seeing, the prayers I'm seeing, you're watching me model in front of you, you're going to be praying just like that. Father loves you. He loves it. Again, it brings him pleasure. That's a way you can love on him, by praying as though with all the authority, with all the rights, everything that Jesus has given you, as your inheritance, he is your Father, right? He's just wanting us to come and ask. He's just wanting us to draw us in. So I just keep seeing this. I keep seeing a group of people just coming in, and they're coming in out of like a fog. No, yesterday or the day before, it was really bad fog here in Dallas County, Selma. You couldn't hardly see 4 feet in front of you. But I see people walking out of a fog like that, and just this greater reality of, and the simplicity of prayer. What it does for him, the way to love him. The Lord loves to answer prayer because it brings joy, right? If you say a prayer answered, it brings joy, right? It brings him joy. So I'm just kind of thinking out loud as I'm processing through this thing, because this one, a prayer I've been praying for years. Lord, just change the way I pray. And mine was kind of like, you know, Bishop said it, gave his testimony and kind of made me chuckle, because prayer had been up to that point, prayer has been at times of my life very, just not dull. I don't want to use the word dull, but it was like labor, you know, like work. You think, oh man, I have to, you know, pray this list of 100 people I'm praying for, and it just became where there was no encounter there, you know. And so the Lord's just going to make that where we just want to keep going back to that closet because of what he's going to be just pouring out, you know, speaking to us. We know, especially now, we just need to hear what's going on. So, Lord, I just pray for us, Father, that this dynamic of prayer, Lord, you're just pulling people out of fog, that, Lord, I know that I've been in, just bringing greater clarity, simplicity. Lord, you tell us in your words not to stray from simplicity and purity of being in Christ. Lord, let that overflow in every area of our life. But Lord, it just brings you glory for us to stand before you, clothed in your righteousness, Lord, asking you. Lord, get that confidence in us. Lord, just cement our identities, who we are in you. Lord, we love you and bless you today. Amen. Jesus' name, what an awesome thing. Amen.